So we're talking about reconciliation strategies for families. Now, specifically today, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time dealing with specific instances where we would dive into, but rather the training stuff that we need to do to help families understand how to do reconciliation within their own house, okay? So we're not going to get into all the specifics of, hey, a father is mistreating their children, how do we deal with that situation? Because those are really case-by-case type of issues, okay? We could talk about that. We've done plenty of that. But we want to talk specifically about building a foundation and building a platform upon which families understand how to do reconciliation within their own house, okay? At what age does it become obvious that children are going to struggle with conflict? Yeah, it doesn't take very long, does it? Right? I mean, it does not take very long. You put a couple of people into a room. You put one ball into the room, but a couple of little kids, and pretty soon you will discover there's going to be conflict and it's going to come easily. Or as they begin to grow up, it becomes other things, right? They fight over their games. We are a basketball-loving family. We love basketball. I mean, like hardcore love basketball. So we play basketball all the time. We shoot basketball. My kid's not allowed to turn one until they know how to dribble a basketball. No, I'm just joking. It's not quite that extreme. But like we are all about basketball, all right? So we constantly are playing basketball, thinking about basketball, watching basketball. And it's amazing to me how much conflict comes up between a friendly family game of Nerf basketball. Right? Like all of a sudden you'll hear them playing, you'll hear a couple of thumps, then you'll hear a big thump, and then you know what's coming, right? Conflict has broken out, okay? So like there's tons of this. And then as your kids grow up, my two oldest boys are about the same size of clothing. So then there's the conflict over clothing, right? Like he wore my shirt and didn't ask me. And then you have all of this sort of thing going on. And pretty soon there's all of this conflict. So what effect does this conflict bear out on a family? Children have conflicts. Parents have conflicts. What begins to happen if you haven't trained on how to handle the conflict properly? What begins to happen? Well, here's some of the things I have observed in my time of doing counseling. Mom goes to bed every night discouraged over how difficult parenting is and how alone she feels in the process. I'm trying my best. We're just not getting anywhere. Dad gets irritated because the kids refuse to get along, right? Or dad gets irritated because mom is constantly calling him at work to try to resolve a conflict that's happening at home, right? Like that sort of thing starts to happen. And as the kids grow up, their lack of ability to handle conflict becomes more obvious as they start to have conflict with others. Been a youth pastor for a long time. It's amazing to me how many people as teenagers don't know how to handle conflict yet, right? So what happens? They get angry at one of their peers. So what do? They retaliate in the way they think is right in that moment in time. And in the end, that ends up being damaging. When I was in high school, I had irritated a friend of mine, apparently. We were at camp. I had irritated a friend of mine. We were riding on the bus home from camp, okay? Like, had a great week at camp. It was awesome. I thought everything was fine, but apparently I irritated him too much, all right? So on the bus ride, without me even knowing it, he stands up above me and punched straight down on the top of my head and jammed my neck. So then I had to walk around like this for a long time. I still have neck problems from that. Why? Because I didn't learn how to handle conflict. You know what I was over? $5 or something like that. Like, we could have talked that out. We probably could have worked through that situation. Or then they continue on. They have conflict with their teachers. It would amaze you. If you're in education in any form, is it not amazing how far kids have gone in their desire to talk back and the things they're willing to say to their teachers? It's overwhelming. Like, whoa. You said that? Like, I know what would have happened if I would have said that. Okay, so like, that happens. Or to their boss. So, the best way to start establishing this reconciliation strategy for family is to start training your children how to handle conflict properly. So, how do you handle conflict properly? Your job as a parent is to train your children. Okay? It's to train them. Now, there's all kinds of levels of training that go into it, but how do you train your child how to handle conflict properly? First of all, let's teach them to have a natural response or teach them that a natural response to loving God is to love your neighbor. A natural response to loving God is to love your neighbor. Matthew 22, 37 through 39, and he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Right? We recognize that passage of Scripture. So many times in our Sunday school classes or in our churches or wherever, we're teaching our kids about how to love God, right? That's an important step, but it's not good enough to just teach them how to love God. What comes out of the natural part of loving God should be to love others, okay? So to carry around an attitude as you go through life that naturally begins to see other people and to care for them. That should be a natural response that comes. You have to teach somebody to get that, though. Right? You have to teach them that. Or what about 1 John 4:21? "And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also." Or how about John 13:35? "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Have you ever noticed how unnatural it is to love those around you? Right? It's not your natural inclination. I've been studying God's word for a long time. I can fully say this. I love God with my whole heart, soul, and mind. Okay, I'm constantly working to get better at it, but like that is the full pledge of my life. And there are moments in time when it is not natural for me to love those that are around me. Like someone wore a Pirates shirt here. Like why in the world? You know I'm a Cubs fan. No, I'm just joking. All right, it's okay. So before there's conflict, teach your kids how to develop a love for those around you. Teach them, how do you love others around you? Help your kids see their siblings as God's creation. The number of counseling cases I do with families where one sibling can't stand the other sibling is amazing to me, right? If nothing else, we need to view them as what? God's creation, right? There's at least a level of respect that ought to come from that alone, okay? Created in God's image. All right. Help them see the long line at the grocery store as a collection of souls that God loves, not as an inconvenience to your all-important schedule, right? By the way, have you ever gotten frustrated at the self-checkout? Right? I mean, I get irritated with the cash register at the self-checkout, so that's beside the point. You ever observe your child say or do something and then try to correct them only for them to remind you that they learned it from you? Yeah? I talk about this sometimes, but when I get frustrated, one of the things I do that I'm constantly trying not to do is I kind of growl, like that, okay? All right. And then wouldn't you know it, I've started to notice when my kids have something happen that's irritating, I'll catch them going, right? Like, they're just, what are they doing? They're learning, right? They're learning from us. You want to teach your kids how to love everybody around them? You better work on it too, okay? All right. I don't know if you've noticed the custodial team that's walking around today or this week. They have shirts on that say, "I love trash, trash means people," okay? Let me tell you about the origin of that. So I moved to Faith Church 14 years ago from being a pastor in Wisconsin to be the janitor here. It was a step up. No, I'm just joking. I went from being the pastor of the church there to come here. I wanted to learn about counseling. I wanted to learn about doing ministry the way that the church was doing ministry. And so I came here, and I was the janitor here. And we used to have these conferences, and people, like, it was hard to get my workers to enjoy the fact that we're constantly taking out the trash and constantly cleaning the bathroom. So we made this slogan, and we hung it up in the janitor room that just said, "I love trash. Trash means people," right? Well, guess what? Isn't that a great way to teach your kids about things like that? Have you noticed how many little tiny kids are helping pick up trash around here, right? What are they learning? Trash means people. I love people, right? I want to serve because I love people, because God loves people. So teach them that. Another layer to this too with teaching them is teach your kids how to respect others. Teach them how to respect others. I do not allow my kids to talk evil about other people. Just don't. No. Stop. We're not going to talk like that. God loves that person. We're not going to talk in that way. We need to be cautious about the things that we're going to say. Teach your kids how to live with other people, including their own siblings, but teach them how to live with other people. And then teach them how to love other people, even the ones who aren't lovable. I mentioned we like basketball. My son, my